You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Still Gold coming up in a minute here. They just dropped a new album, Torch Song, and it is fire. So excited to talk to those boys and hear about how things are going with them. That being said, we have a few announcements to make. If you go to lfodradio.com right now, you can hear the Caso interview, Kyle Bent, AR Classic, and about 85 others. Check out that Slain one too. St. Patty's Day just happened, and he dropped a lot of gems in that this time last year. If you want something more brief, soundcloud.com/LFOD. We have the Alumni Cypher series, snippets of the interviews, likes, reposts, New England hip hop playlist, and more. Also, some exclusive phone in interviews with Mari, Ron Beatty, etc., etc. JanSport J recently. Shout out to him. He just dropped a Dipset remix album, so I haven't played that yet, but I'm pretty fired up about it. Twitter, @LiveFreeODRadio if you want to check in, and Instagram or Facebook, @LFODRadio. Next week, we have Champ Chuck coming on. He is a host of another program in the city that we rock with, Overdog Radio, but that means we will not be playing a lot of his music, so submissions at LFODRadio.com. If you're an artist tuned in and you want to get that in. This episode will be online tomorrow morning, either on lfodradio.com or you can go right to the Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/lfodradio. And I am very, very excited to announce that this Saturday, we're doing the 24 in 24. If you don't know what that is, we're going to be at the Bridge Sound and Stage from 11 a.m. Saturday to 11 a.m. Sunday, and we're going to bang out 24 songs with 24 artists in 24 hours. Yes, it's going to be nuts. You're going to hear music from Paranom, Seti, Mertz, Rael, Lotus Taylor, Rex, Tayshaun Taylor, Chronic Tone, Noel Poncho, Time and Lap, Caso, Bug Out, Notoriety, Prano, Bad Decisions Collective, Mo Pope, Bakari JB, Mike Wing, Tim Nyan, Cody Pope, Ant Thomas, MDOT, and we just added Mansedo today. That's Danny from, he used to be in the band The Metro, so he just popped back on, and it's going to be crazy. 24 songs, 24 hours, it's going to be nuts. The release party is going to be 4-6 at Union in Somerville, and that's going to be 18+. So definitely come out, rock with us. And if you're an adult, you can go next door to Cantina. Your ticket gets you a free beer, so we'll be partying. Anyway, we'll be talking about that a lot lately. That being said, we're going to get into some music, and we're going to link up with the boys. This one is a report to the shareholders. It's off that new Run the Jewels. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
A horse, of course, but who rides is important. Sitting high with the uniform, barking orders, the man of order. And I'm scared that I talk too much about what I think's going on. I got away with this, they might drag me away for this. Put me in a cage for this, I might pay for this. I just say what I want like I'm made for this. But I'm afraid some days I might be wrong. Maybe that's why me and Mike get along. Hey, not for the same part of town, but we both hear the same sound coming. Woo! And it sounds like war. Woo! And it breaks our hearts. When I started this band, didn't have no plans, didn't see no arc. Just run with the crap, have a couple laughs, make a buck and dash, yeah, yeah. Get a little dap like, yeah, I'm the f***ing man, yeah. Maybe give a little bat like, yeah, I do what I can. It's all toast and smoke to the true star scheming. Can't contain it, it's stained for y'all demons. Talk cleaning, bomb hospitals. So I speak with the foulest mouth possible. And I drink like a Vulcan, losing all faith in the logical. I will not be confused with docile, I'm free. I'm hot. People and the devil.
whatever, still gon' win. It could all be over tomorrow, kill our masters and start again. But we know we all afraid, so we just simply cry and march again. At the BM convene, my heart broke apart when I seen a march mama's in. As I rap this verse right now, got tears flowing down my chocolate chin. Told the truth and I've been punished for it, must be a masochist cause I've done it again. Ooh, Mike said.
I decided to want the cake, I decided to want this. I decided to want the cake, ay.
Six beats.
I decided to want the cake, I decided to want the cake. Party out in LA, they catch it back in my state. I decided to ride my wave, I decided to ride my wave. Shay, how we wanna swing? Niggas really read the game. My niggas, they really be bout it. It's just money now, I got options. That's Rollies, investments, and property. Moving way across the border in Socrates. Push boy, we bout cheddar and broccoli. Put the beef on display if they watching me. Cut the coke up and serve it real properly. Can that help with these bitches just clacking me up? We just really worried about the money. Currency coming threes. Putting niggas on their knees. Don't watch the throne, just watch me. We just riding clean on a motorbike. It's over right. Looking for a way to please it overnight. You know I love to tease it, all right, baby. Lane switching, big body bitch, and codeine for breakfast, ain't no redemption. Her neck was worth it, her friend was with her. Heard the block was signed, but you need extensions. Brought a couple bitches, filled the bins up. Racked the work up and just bagged the ends up. Never lacking it, been no pretenders. Pack a purpose, man, no surrender. All about business, but you know I get it. Two things in my army, you know they with it. My pockets a mess between cake and spinach. You get it? I just want the cake, I desire just want the cake. Party out in LA, they catch me back in my state. I desire just ride my wave, I desire just ride my wave. Chain heavy when it's fine, niggas really rap the game. Bad bitches on my line now. When I hit them, they on time now. I don't want them, they on time out. I was broken, couldn't climb out. I was savage, nigga, why not? Chink off triple and it shine now. Hey, patience always by my side now. Real hitters, but they ride out. Wanna post all on the grand now. Say I'm the man with the plan now. But stay in your lane, ain't no handouts. Every bitch is a 10, can you stand out? Hit the work in the base and then dipped out. Hit the club with your bitchy, my bitch now. Richie rich in the bag, we throw cash out. Triple digits, we scoring from out of bounds. All in the city, they love me. Putting that dick in the tummy. Rapping that work up like mommy. We get it straight from the country. I get it, I get it, I get it. That cake is the only thing on me. We flipping them digits, my niggas are real, it's pure dope and I spit it. I desire just want the cake, I desire just want the cake. Party out in LA, they catch it back in my state. I desire just ride my wave, I desire just ride my wave. Chain heavy when it's fine, niggas really ready to go.
Getting sick of people bitching about the state of art. I'm sick of getting paid and paying rent and doing your part. Is this really what it's come to? I swear your first shot at life is just a run through.
I am Martin Luther King on the balcony screaming out to the Lord. I'm on my back thinking about tomorrow with my brain leaking all on the floor. And with it, hope it been destroyed. They thought they'd take my people joy. I built this country on my back with free labor that you people can't ignore. Hold tight, my people building. Maybe they can see the light. Take a light, the revolution has a price. In the church we harmonize to drown out the devil's lies. Wise men tell tales. Give me time and I'll prevail. Give me time and I'll prevail.
Hold on.
Torch Song. What's up, boys?
What's up? What's poppin'?
What up, what up?
I love the Pete Seeger outro.
What?
Pete Seeger, all
oh,
right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. I know my American folk songs, Art.
Hey, man, that's what's up. Pete Seeger one time heard a rap song that I worked on.
Pete Seeger?
Yeah, and he told, because I had a friend who was friends with him, and he did this whole, it was this organization called Not In Our Name that was back when, let's see, it was when Bush first became president.
Dude, Pete Seeger died in like the Civil War.
Oh, no, wait, what am I talking about? I'm talking about someone, who am I talking about? Pete, no, I'm talking about Pete, oh man, who am I talking about?
Maybe we should talk about your new album.
Yeah, let's not talk about what
Torch
I was talking
about.
It was like 15 years ago that happened, so I'm like scanning my brain. What is it? All right, Torch Song. Yeah,
it's an amazing album.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're talking about Torch Song, right?
Yeah,
not Pete Seeger's.
I mean, he has a classic or two under his belt as well. But Torch Song is great.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
So, like, really, it's on so many levels. It's like right on time. It's what had to be heard right now. Sonically, it's phenomenal. What went into making this album?
Pain.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, you know, it is, it was pretty quick. I mean, not much, just kind of releasing a lot of energy and bad energy into something positive, you know, a lot of work by this dude, you know, this dude was getting busy. You know, and honestly, like, I was just releasing a lot of pain, you know, so it's pretty much what it is.
Feels cathartic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing kind of like, so the first song that we actually made on the record was Gold 2 with Latrell. Latrell got
wrist,
on it
wrist, wrist.
Later on, you know, but that was the first song, and we kind of had it in the cut, and like that was sort of the direction initially that we were trying to go in, was this kind of like upbeat sort of, you know, 80s influenced mixed with contemporary rhythms, and sort of like trying to find this kind of different pocket, you know. We were trying to do something a little in that direction, and then I don't know, things just kind of like slowly morphed and changed, and Mo, there was like one song in particular, Torch Song, that Mo wrote a verse. When he wrote that verse, things kind of began to change from that point forward, and the music started to shift a little bit. The subject matter started to shift a little bit, and the record just changed. And there were a few songs that we made that we love that didn't make the record because they didn't fit the context anymore. You know, they were things that we made early on. That, you know.
Yeah, there's some bangers that we're proud of.
Really,
you know,
proud
but,
of.
But yeah, they, you know, just,
but they just had no place on the record. The record became more important, and like the direction it was going in became really important. It was like we needed to make sure that, you know, we didn't dilute that, or we didn't in any way sort of confuse that. We wanted to make sure that it really was clear and to the point.
So at the beginning it might have sounded more like Monday morning music.
No, it wasn't that. We were definitely trying to go in a new direction sonically, for sure. But it was just not... The real point behind it was we didn't set out to make the record we made.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? That it kind of naturally developed into this other thing. And it was just a really natural reaction to what we were, you know, like, what Mo was going through, and he was putting into words exactly what I felt. So it was kind of like, I don't know, it was actually effortless in a way, putting the album together, because we didn't, you know, there wasn't ever this, hey man, you know, I think I need to make this record, how do you feel about that? Like, you know, no, it was we never had that conversation. It just, he started writing that, and
just
we started making
it. I mean, things were changing. I mean, I don't know if you know about what this time last year, there was all these horrific deaths, like, in a row. Over and over and over and over again. So you can't, I feel like you can't see that and write some happy, like, record. I just feel like talking about, you know, me being a dope MC and all that is just, wasn't important, you know, I guess. So things started to change. You know, the record, the sound started to change. And we never had a conversation about it. That's the thing that I think is the most beautiful part of it, is that we never, like, spoke and said, this is what kind of record we're going to make. I'm going to then make another song like this right here. Like, you know, it's just, it just unfolded that way. So,
Yeah, there's definitely a strong theme throughout it, and it still sounds like Still Gold, but it's a distinctly different style and sound than you guys have had before. I like that you let it happen naturally. What about your process has evolved since the last record that, like, led to this? Do you think anything you guys do, like, are you getting better at working together?
Yeah, I mean, I would say this, part of the reason that this also came together, I mean, like, the last record was us, it was the first thing we ever really made together, at, like, in terms of being a project. So we had to figure each other out, you know what I mean? We needed to see where we were at. I didn't know him very well. He didn't know me very well, you know, and over the course of the last few years, we've come to know each other really well. And so this project was a lot more, I don't know, I think it was just quicker and easier because of that. You know?
Yeah, it's when you see in the world kind of swallow itself whole, you know. I mean, for me personally, it's not that, and it's weird because me and my homie Mike P, shout out to Mike P, we were just having this conversation in the car on the way up here. You know, we was talking about how it's a sobering thing to think I'm treating everyone as man. You know, it's not that I don't see color, because that's not true. I see color, but I'm treating people as men, because I don't like to treat somebody a certain way be based on their color. But if somebody's gonna treat me like a black man versus a man, it changes your perspective. And when I'm seeing all of these things happen on the internet, on TV, in front of my eyes, people, how people treat me and how they speak to me, it changes everything. And it's very tough, very difficult to deal with. And that's how the process changed for me. It's like my honesty level is at an all-time high. Like I realize today I am a black man. I'm telling everybody. You know, like, and that's it's just different. It's different, and it's not like I didn't know that yesterday, and all that. But like, you know, it's tough going forward. I mean, I hope I don't have to write like this anymore. Like, you know, going forward, I don't want to write records like this. I just don't. So, I want to write about how dope of an MC I am.
Yeah, it was low on Outsiders references too, man. You got to get those back in.
Yeah. Well, the very last song on the record I did make mention. So
that song is, I'm glad you brought that up. That song is like for a closer. I mean, you wrapped it up in a bow. And that's one of the better outros I've heard. A lot of people focus on intros, but for an outro, that was like, if you missed what I'm trying to tell you, here it is.
Thank you. That's what's up. We were actually going to cut that song.
Yeah. I'm so glad you didn't cut that song.
That song, that was one of the more...
it's so personal, too.
You know, we talk about how easy this record was to put together. That was like the one exception. That song was just... It changed a lot over the course of making it. I mean, it originally was a completely different beat that he wrote half the song to, and then we made that thing at Converse Rubber Tracks, and then it was like... We merged two songs. I had to take Adam, who sings on that at the end. He sang on a different beat. He never heard that beat until the song was done. So I had to like morph his vocals to the. It was like a very long, and then you know, and it's whatever 7.5 minutes long. So we had to find a way to make it interesting for that long. And it was a hurdle. But I think you know I'm happy to hear people say that because we debated it so long. You know, so to hear that. That resonates so much with people is like really rewarding because it feels like it was worth the effort.
Absolutely,
because we really did sit there and think about it long and hard and like what needed to be fixed and
that was the last song that got worked on.
It was
and it was the first song, one of the first songs we did.
Yeah.
And that song, right to the end, we was messing with that song. So. Yeah.
Well, and then, so the release party, you did the album front to back.
Mm.
So seeing it live, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of the people you mentioned in that song were in the building that night.
Yeah.
So
what was that like?
It was great. It was amazing. Just to preface for people that don't know, my cousin Shay did 20 years, you know, and just got out this past year. And I saw firsthand what the system does to a young black male. I saw it. Like, you know, although our experiences were very different, I grew up in the projects in Roxbury, grew up in a house in Mattapan, but our parallels of how we grew up as black males, very different. You know, every black story ain't the same, and I think that's another thing that people need to realize, you know, is that we're all very different. We don't have the same story, but I have seen how the system destroyed a life, you know, and it was sobering to see him in the crowd watching me do this, because he would hear me in the joint on the radio, you know. So I mean, I just thought that was one of the most amazing things to have. And that's, you know, I have my whole family there, which was really dope, you know, really dope.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome. They definitely should be proud of what you're doing right now with this. And do you guys feel like, so I'm seeing the responses to it are pretty wild. Yeah. Pretty high praise all around. Does this feel different than the other albums to you?
Yes. Very, very much so.
It felt different long before the responses came in, though. Like, it felt very different halfway through making it. Like, there was definitely, like, a feeling in the room. Anyone who was there for any of the, like, and we had a lot of people kind of come through and follow through during the making of, just friends and homies of ours that were, like, just good people to be around. Like, anyone who's in any of those rooms at any point can attest to how the feeling was different from halfway through the record, you know? Yeah. So, and it's nice to know that we weren't wrong in that. You know what I mean? So, like,
right.
So when the response comes back, it's like, you know, what we felt was happening seems to be what, you know, how people are receiving it, so.
Right on. I mean, same thing for me. There's two things that happened during this whole process. Is like, yo, like, this is my good friend, you know, and now he's my brother. I don't care what we argue about from this point on. This dude is my brother. You know, he just definitely was there for me when I needed him during this whole process, you know. And
that goes both ways,
you know. And the thing is like, there's that happened, and then also, like, I'm very measured in how I speak about my music. Like, there's so many talented artists, you know, from Rex to Term to Edo to, you know, Liff and Ack and, you know, Latrell and Av, and like, there's just so many Dutch, like, you, like, you know, so many good artists, you know, but I know for a fact that what we just did is the best album that either you haven't heard, or you know that you're listening to, and you know that it's the best. You know?
Say that again.
You know that.
Say
it
again.
It is the best album. If you haven't heard it, you need to hear it, because it is the best. There's no question about that, and I know that. And, like, we worked very hard on it, and I think it shows, you know, so.
It does. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good. I mean, we knew the pedigree, you know, we knew it was going to be good. But I think you blew people away all around.
Thank you.
So, and it's like I said, it's right on time. Everything you said is like, yep. So, what's next? We're gonna, because I want to get to that, and then we'll play some music and come back. You have a video out for Wild Style.
Yeah,
we have a couple more videos coming. They're coming.
Yeah, they're coming.
In the works right now.
They're,
you know what I mean?
They're coming.
It's little hiccups.
Don't
here
tell
and there
me
in
anymore.
Terms of timing, but we got more visuals coming. Shows coming. Appearance stuff, fun stuff coming.
Where can people keep up to date on all that?
on Facebook, Still Gold, STLGLD. Twitter, Still Gold, STLGLD. Mo Pope,
Mo Pope Instagram or The Archetype Instagram.
Yeah, and arclassicrecords.com has got everything too. So
still gold. It's important to keep in mind no vowels from the AR Classic.
Yeah, no vowels.
Yeah, it's not Seattle.
Still gold.
It's not Seattle gold.
They're just.
It's not STL
yeah.
gold.
It's not still. St. Louis gold. It's still.
Someone I've heard St. Louis gold.
Yeah, people. Yeah, it happens a lot. It happens a whole lot. But people gotta understand that vowels are expensive.
Yes. They are.
And listen, we were frugal times. We need to be wise.
Yeah, we're heading back into another recession, man.
Exactly.
You gotta save those vowels.
Exactly.
So.
Word up.
I hope that doesn't come true. Anyway, we're gonna play this record. I like this record a lot. This is also on the Beast compilation. But this song is a good example, I think, of how you guys kept the topics heavy, but the overall vibe was like buoyant throughout the album. It didn't.
Yeah, that was definitely.
You didn't drag people down. Like the topics were serious, but there was a bounce behind the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, we were. So, that was a conscious thing. We definitely wanted to lure people into a message as opposed to beat them over the head.
We got some new flows from Mo Pope too.
Hell yeah, we did. That was half the reason the pressure was on me, man. I've never heard him rap like that. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was dope to hear you both kind of switch up, because I haven't heard. You got some new hi-hats. You got a new drum kit,
man,
or something.
I got some new hi-hats. I got this hi-hat machine, and it's. I've been putting it to work.
Kids love it, man. 64
Kids
notes.
Kids love 64ths.
Right on.
This song is called Good.
Dope.
This is Still Gold. We'll be back in a minute. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Pops left, mama wept, friends died. Our destruction is our genocide. This is for my people still alive. My block is big enterprise. Convicts must not apply to that job. They're surprised that I rob. Treat me like animal, I refuse to pray to their God. I come from a king and queen, but they treat me like I do not. Guns go pop, pop, pop. Pharmacy is in my pocket. They ain't leaving me many options. Call each other niggas often. One American pie. I'm just arguing the portions. In the course of the sources of all these lies, if we teach our young, hatred vaporizing in their eyes will shine like kings of old. The crown will glow. Everything remains gold.
Remains gold. Everything remains gold.
We all good, long as the drugs keep coming. Long as the money keep coming. Long as the guns keep. It's razor blades in the lip, 9 million a whip. Money, power, respect. I've been told this is good as it gets. Gold is how we measure success. Pops left, mama wept.
Friends died. Friends died.
We all good. Long as the drugs keep coming. Long as the money.
All right, we are back. Live Free or Die Radio. We got Mo Pope still in the building. We just, the lovely Tasia is here now as well.
Hey, y'all, what's poppin'?
1 second. Now your mic's on.
Yeah, I can.
You good?
Yeah, I think I can hear myself.
Yeah, your mic's got a little buzz on it, so I'm going to turn it down, so you just have to yell, okay?
Yikes. Okay.
All right, perfect. So, we have had a podcast with you guys before. I would strongly recommend everyone listens to it, lfodradio.com. I listened to it again today. Not only does it get down to the basics of how you guys started and like the origin story, mm-hmm. has my favorite topic, my old man topic about movies you have to see to be a hip-hop fan, which I get a lot of grief from the young kids about.
I remember that.
And we talked about, you had a dope section, Mo, on the pursuit of greatness. Oh, Jay-Z isn't as good as Jay-Z wants to be. Et cetera, et cetera. Everyone's
Jay-Z's
always
the dopest.
Well, you said something different a year
ago. I think so. We should schedule a separate podcast of Mo Pope. Then
are you really gonna bring up the Just Blaze?
And then him just no, I wasn't gonna bring that up at all. But now that you mentioned it, Just Blaze will always win. But
tell me about it, because I wanted to. That's what I was gonna say. We'll talk about other stuff and people that want the history can go check
this guy. This guy, man, I wasn't even gonna bring it up. I was just gonna say I was gonna say I would like to see you debate your old podcast.
It would no, it was good. What he was saying was like, if you're an artist and you're really pursuing something better, like you never have made the album you want to make. Like Jay-Z still thinks he can be better. K-Dot can still be better. Pharoah still. These are people.
Oh, yeah.
Was
no
saying.
Question. I thoroughly believe that.
I thought it was cool to hear, you know, you break it down, like your mind state.
There's no question I believe that. Like I think this is the best I've done in my life. I think that I could do better.
That's what's up. That's dope.
I do.
And that will be posed to me in a matter of months.
Yeah. Right.
So we got to do better.
We got to do better.
If you're not, if you're not progressing, what's the point, right?
That's
100%.
True.
Yes, no question.
What did you say about Just Blaze, though?
So there's some people that think that Just Blaze is better than Swizz Beatz.
As well.
There's some people.
The world. The world.
Some people.
Has clued in to the obvious fact that Just Blaze is better than Swizz Beatz.
I don't know who they are, but.
And Mo Pope is the king of denial.
I mean, you have to give Swizz Beatz credit for what he was able to do with a $5 drum machine and a Casio keyboard. You know,
yeah, totally.
Mars Anthem is one of the like most minimalistic
and
best
Alicia
beats
Keys.
Ever, though. But
oh man, we are really comparing Just Blaze and Swizz Beatz based on Alicia Keys.
Yeah, what?
What else is there?
Oh my god,
Mo.
I mean,
Mo.
It's fair game. It's fair game.
Man, you see, you can't have real.
Well,
you can't
they just battled them. People said Swizz Beatz won that battle they had.
And listen, I said that is totally fine. That is all. I have not watched it, and I probably won't.
You should.
I mean, I should, but I probably won't realistically because I don't have time. But
honest.
Yeah, totally. I promise you. That's not even just me trying to like.
I have children. I watched it.
Yeah, I've got a label of children. Okay. Who think that Swizz Beatz is better than Just Blaze? So I got my work cut out for me.
What do you like about
Just Blaze
so much that Swizz doesn't have, I guess? Like, what about him?
I mean, it's just like skills are like a big thing that
I'm
into.
I would ask that question to Mo.
And
what do you like about Swizz Beatz and Just Blaze?
I like them both. That's the thing that he's trying to put, like, push to his side. I did say that Just Blaze is a beast.
Yeah.
I said that multiple times.
All I was trying to say is, is anybody, it's like anything. It's like a basketball game. It's like a boxing fight. It's anything. Any. That's what the movie was. Any given Sunday, anybody can lose at any point. Okay, so the reason Just Blaze lost is because he underestimated.
Right.
Because he's like, dude, I'm going up against Swizz Beatz. I'm Just Blaze. Come on. So he didn't bring his A game, and maybe he lost. I didn't watch it. But here, but hang on,
right.
hold on.
Some crazy stuff.
No, but hold on. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, you give Just and Swizz the exact same sample.
Right.
Or the same keyboard, whatever it has to be. I guarantee you I know who's getting the better beat out of that thing.
Swizz Beatz.
Absolutely
not. All right, well, here's what we'll do, because I want to make sure people know about Still Gold, new album out, tour song. But
Still Blaze.
Still Blaze. Mark, you want to come? What we got to do, come back, We'll do a Just Blaze appreciation show.
Yeah, oh. I'm with it. I'm there.
We'll just run it. We'll run them down.
I'm with it. Sure, just play, we can do that.
I'll just play What We Do on loop for an hour.
We can do that as long as we do the still the.
You got to find a different.
Swizz Beatz
you come back
is
the next week with
just
Swizz
Blaze.
Beatz.
You got to find. You got to find a different station to do that one at because this one's got its head on right.
You can go do that on Overdog Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, oh boy,
shots.
No shot to Chuck. He's in here.
I'm about to go over there right after this.
Yeah, let him know.
I'm gonna let them know. Apparently, this is the Swizz Beatz station. You guys gotta step your game up.
So
yes,
oh man,
let's go.
While you're feeling ganged up on Ark, I got a question for you. This has been burning, no pun intended, hole in my mind. Is it true that you have an AVN award?
No, it is not true. I have an AVN nomination, however.
Okay.
Yeah, I. Where did you find that? Yeah. So there, I have a history of making some music for porn.
Wow.
Because it pays the bills.
Publishing.
And yep, exactly. And oddly enough, I made a theme song for one particular company and was nominated for an AVN. And
so what's the title?
Oh
of that
man, one? I can't our actually fans I can't wanna know. Actually our fans say wanna know. It on this station. So
I can't.
It might have to be an off-air topic. But yeah, I went up against Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Yes, wow. He was nominated in the same category.
Really?
Yeah. I did not win, and I don't believe Snoop Dogg won either. So,
the AVNs are ruthless.
So, I consider myself sort of a winner for having lost with Snoop Dogg.
Now, do you
like? You know what I'm saying?
Did you get a copy of the film to you know to see how your score was used?
Wow.
No. The funniest thing about all this is like people always ask that. They're like, "Oh, so you had to score like to you had it up on the screen?" But like, no,
I know that's
they
not
sent
what happens.
Me a reference track, and it was like it was the most obscure thing ever. I forget what it was.
Can we get that beat?
Oh man, that's licensing issues and red tape.
Okay,
but yeah, that's what I'm gonna blame it on.
Whatever you need. I wasn't gonna press you.
But it's always like they just sent over a reference track, and it was some weird. I don't know. I forget what it was. And yeah, 9 times out of 10, it's Guns N' Roses. Like that's what they want it to sound like. Like Pour Some Sugar on Me or something. Or like,
we're watching
you know,
different
all
porn. I think
that's all. I mean, listen.
I've never heard Guns N' Roses.
I've never either.
It's not like I was watching it and I was like, well, these guys need my services. No, they hit me up and whatever. But so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Anyway, so that's dope.
Yep. So,
you've come so far.
I am an AVN.
Pun not intended.
Yep. So, lost the AVNs.
It's too bad. But you have won the Boston Music Awards.
I did win the Boston Music Awards.
Producer of the year last year.
Yeah.
Not this year yet.
No. It's over. I mean, it was for last year. So yeah. I'm no longer the producer of the year. Everyone keeps saying that. It's 2017.
New blood.
I had it for a month.
You guys are in the running for Album of the Year, though. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I know you'll be nominated.
Oh, well, I don't know.
It depends on if people are hearing it.
Are you kidding me?
Some people, it depends on what. Like, I mean, I'm shocked every year that, like, I mean, Latrell.
Yeah.
Latrell. Yeah. Like, every year, I'm like, no Latrell? Like, how is that possible? Like, still? Like, you know? I get shocked all the time about who's not nominated versus, you know.
I have my own opinions about that award
who's
show,
listening.
But
yeah,
you guys
I mean,
have.
It's always going to be, there's, you know, that's how it is. I mean, those things, they're always going to be. Highly debatable.
Right.
You know,
there's almost nothing. Too many, it's a whole other conversation, but there's almost too much talent in this area that it gets, everything gets lost in the shuffle.
And it's tricky. I think the identity of each award show needs to be like really clearly defined and like the market they're kind of catering to. Cause the year that Aerosmith was nominated, it was like 3 years ago. It's not like I'm talking about the 1977. I'm like literally 3 years ago when Aerosmith was nominated, it was a little bizarre.
Right.
And they lost.
Yeah. That's absurd in its own right. Like, if you're going to nominate them, you have to.
What? But I mean, the thing is like, the most listened to music in this city is hip-hop.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Well, globally.
Globally. But I mean, I'm just saying, I'm speaking just for, if we're talking about Boston Music Awards, there are 2-3 categories for hip-hop. that's it. Like, you know, we don't get, I mean, and even in those three or four categories, it's very rare when album of the year, get it? Because they have a hip-hop album of the year, you know, so it's not, you know, they're not going to get
still not
it,
a radio you know? Category.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, still yeah. no
or
radio.
Label, or recording radio studio.
Yeah. You know, or, you know, so, yeah, it's
you guys are going to win it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll pull some strings.
We'll see what you can do for us.
We're so off topic. Tour Song is an amazing album, though. I want to repeat that.
Thank you.
Definitely listen to it. I wanted to also, real quick, Mo, you told me a story at the G-Star event about how you started rapping, how you found out you were a rapper.
At the G-Star event, how I found out,
You said you were walking home one night.
Oh yes. I was walking home one night. I just moved back into the city. I was doing city year, and this was like one of my last free nights before I had to start city year. And it was nice outside. I'm walking through Cambridge, and this dude started was beatboxing for money and freestyling for money. And I'm walking by, and he's like, "Yo, you freestyle?" And I was like, "Nah." Like, you know, and he was like, "Yeah, you do." He was like, "You just don't know it yet." So, like, I think about that all the time. I mean, I was late in the game for rapping. I sang when I was younger, which is funny because I have a horrible voice.
Yeah, I can't like, I can't picture that.
I have the worst thing. I have a little George Clinton type thing going.
Okay.
That's the best I could do. It's very raspy. It's very, I think... It's for the ladies, really. I sing for the ladies.
Okay.
but it's funny. Yeah. It's been everything for me. Like, hip-hop has been everything for me. It's given me an outlet, made me a better father, better husband, you know, all that. Like, better artist in all. Like, better man, because I have an outlet. I can speak to young people, old people, you know, through it, you know, and it keeps me centered. So yeah, that dude was right. He was right 100%. Shout out to Radioactive and Professor Schumann. Those are two dudes that taught me pretty much everything I know. So
that's wild. I'm glad you said that about hip hop too, because I don't think it gets enough credit for literally raising people and showing them how to be, you know, men. It teaches you a lot of values, you know. Standing on your own, standing by, you know, what you believe, and you definitely see it happening with everyone who's really invested in it.
No question. I mean, the hip hop is a sport. It's the only music where you battle against people. It's the only music where there's a culture. There's a culture to it. It's the only music where you have to know other music in order to be successful at this music. You know, you can't. Why do I know Joni Mitchell? Why do I know Coltrane? Why do I know Dan Fogerty? You know, Engelbert Humperdinck. Why do I know that? I know it because it's hip hop samples. You know, and you know the era that I grew up in. I'm lucky to know these music. I'm lucky that I enjoy these different types of music. I can go anywhere in the world and enjoy myself because I know all these different musics, and I don't know too many music that's like that. There's no culture to any other music. Like,
I wouldn't go that far, but I do hear what you're saying.
I wouldn't say. I mean, what when you there's a five elements of rock and roll. It's different. I mean, there are culture. There's culture there. Yeah, but I mean, there's a legitimate culture where you could go to school and learn just the culture, not learn how to rap or learn how to break dance or learn how, like, I'm talking just the culture.
So yeah, like, you think more like lifestyle versus culture. I guess that's the distinction, like that jump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I definitely feel you on, if you're a hip hop head, like having a wide range, your palate is huge. If you're going to be anything,
yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You can't get single minded.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
So, speaking of that, you guys always have crazy flips and say your influences. We talked about that a while on the other one. Your influences are nuts. 70s punk and rock and country and all over the place. So,
yeah.
I want to play one more record and then I want to come back And this is one that stood out to me. I was happy to get clean for it. I don't know why it stood out, but I like it a lot. This one's tough. I don't know. It's just a good record. Still Gold, Torch Song. Tough.
You'd be right. You'd be right. That is a good record.
It is. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Sneakers and 40 bucks. Trying to find a better way in life, but we surrounded by thieves and murderers. Eat pizza and burn burgers. Silver servants that don't serve us. Razor blades and stash burners. Bricks on bricks on bricks. Seems like the whole world turned a blind eye to all of these project kids. Section 80. I've been on the block watching all the cops getting wavy. TV, what have you believe? We sitting back fat, black, and lazy. This is when all that we got is us. This is when handouts are not enough. Sports programs, art programs, job programs getting cut. And all I'm trying to do is feed my babies. And these killers here was just locking us up. Rocks in the pocket, running out of options. Bodies on the carpet, money in the bank. I don't think there's anything I can do to stop it. The 45, the clip is inside, and I'm looking for reasons to pop it. My predicament is shocking. Living here is very toxic. It seems like everybody's watching, ain't nobody doing nothing. It's alarming. Voted for Obama, we ain't got no fathers. Rappers are martyrs. Put our faith in the revolver, getting chased by helicopters. Monsters are all around us. I'm running from my own problems. I can't even pay the bills. I can't admit what is real. I'm just rapping what I feel. The whole block behind bars. Filled with chicken and beer. Every block is all that you fear. Getting shot will make you famous. Walking down the block is dangerous. Projects pile us on strangers. Jails and pile us on strangers. Back in the day they used to hang us. Now they throw us up in bars. Gold teeth, rhyme a little and the world is ours. All the jewelry and the pretty cars. Mama wasn't home to give me love. AR, don't throw me up. Killing our own. In the grave digging is a hole really deep enough. This is for my niggas on the bus. OJ with the bloody gloves. Ain't nobody here that we can trust. Ain't nobody here that we can trust. Ain't nobody here that we can trust.
Can remain this tough.
Yeah.
This tough. I like that song.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
I like it.
Some would say the best.
Some would say, is that your favorite?
It is.
It's my favorite.
Yeah?
Definitely his favorite.
Yeah. That and Torch Song. That and Torch Song. So, this Torch Song started it all off. So.
Well, it's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad we have the same taste.
Right on, yeah. Right on.
They're all good. There's a lot. There's, I mean, I don't think there's a skip on it. If there was, I wouldn't tell you. But
I actually would like to know.
Yeah, tell us your skip.
All right, well, the only one I don't always listen to, and we've had this, I wasn't going to talk about this on the air, is the one that reminds me of the Paul Wall song.
Which one is that?
Yeah, right, which one is it?
Chuck and I, we were in the listening. It's Round Here. It's the Mecca one. It's the same sounds and the same harmony as Chunk the Deuce. So I listen to it, and I just start thinking of like a chunk of the deuce for the self and the note.
I'm gonna listen to that in the
car. Boys talking down, I got because
you told me there was.
I guarantee I've never heard it.
Yeah, I've never. I
know it wasn't on purpose. That's why it's funny to me.
Oh, I gotta hear it.
But I still listen to that song. Because
you told
me
about this, and I'm like, what song sounds like Paul? I don't know. I don't listen to Paul Wall. Like, I don't know what this is.
You weren't doing those cruises back in the day.
Yeah, Paul Wall's cool. I just never really got into. Much so it's like I certainly don't know. You're gonna have to like write this the title.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off
chunk
there. Chunk up the deuce. Chunk the deuce.
Chunk the deuce.
Yeah, you cool. Know it.
Chunk.
I don't think I would know it. I'm gonna be dead honest with you. I don't think I know it, but I'm going to listen to
I'm
it.
I'm sure
in the car.
None of our listeners do either. They would be horrified to find out that we listen to Paul Wall at Live Free or Die Radio.
No, that's dope.
Anyway,
Paul Wall's all right. He had his time.
He ran 05, basically. 05, 06.
Still in diamonds.
Still tipping. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, he ran something.
I don't know if he ran it that, but.
That was a theme. So that was Song of the Year that year. That was Song of the Year.
Hey.
Still tipping. Anyway, that's a completely different topic. Torch Song is Album of the Year, I would say. Very early.
Got a lot of people who got records coming out.
Who?
Yeah, I feel like it's early.
Latrell's got to drop soon. Av's got to drop soon.
Yeah. Latrell went
Dutch,
in on
I feel
new
like
record.
It's definitely going to drop soon. You know, but I'll take it for now. It's been a couple of months into the year.
Yeah, we're only we're in the first quarter, so.
All right, well, you know, if you want me to be wrong, that's fine.
But. No, we don't want you to be wrong, but I just don't underestimate any of the cats out there.
No, there's a lot of talent. I mean, there's
that's
definitely
what it comes down
a wealth
to.
Of talent right now, but a lot of them are on your album too. Most of those people you mentioned, Av's got something coming. Yeah, you know, he's on there.
And I think everybody's just trying to raise the bar on each other too. You know what I mean? I think that's what's
as
super dope
be.
About.
Push it.
The whole scene right now.
Push it. Real quick, before we get out of here, if you could sum up the message of this album in one or two sentences, what do you want people to take away from it?
We're not on a level playing field in this world. We're just not. And if there's anything I can teach to young white males and young black males is that the playing field isn't level. So, you know, until it gets that way, you know, we need to have these conversations. You know, so that's just it. And even for women, period. You know, for gay, transgender, like it's not a level playing field for everybody. So,
yeah,
what he said.
That's what's up. Torch Song. If you haven't heard it, press play as soon as we're done here. If you have heard it, press play again. It's phenomenal. I think you get that across very well.
Thank you.
And without it feeling preachy, you know, which is sometimes people can't toe that line. And it's like, I don't really want to listen to you tell me things for an hour.
I hear that.
For sure.
So it's a very good album.
Thank you.
So anyway, at Still Gold. STLGLD everywhere.
Yep.
Wild Style video out now.
Yep.
Torch Song out now.
Yep.
More videos on the way.
Definitely.
Shows on the way.
Shows on the way. All sorts of things on the way.
All right. And as for us, submissions at lfodradio.com. If you're tuned in and you're an artist, we got Champ Chuck in next week. We're playing a bunch of records. SoundCloud.com/LFOD is fire. And 24 and 24 this weekend. I cannot believe it. It's finally happening. Recording 24 songs in 24 hours with 24 artists. That's 11 a.m. Saturday to 11 a.m. Sunday.
I just finished my joint.
Mo is on the record. It's going to be crazy. And then the release party is going to be 4-6 at Union in Somerville. It's going to be packed out. It's going to be nuts. Cannot wait. Like I said, we'll have Mo Pope, Paranom, Seti, Mertz, Rael, Lotus Taylor, Rex, Tayshaun Taylor, Chronic Tone, Noel Poncho, Time and Lap, Casso, Bug Out, Notoriety, Prano, Bad Decisions Collective, Bakari JB, Mike Wing, Ant Thomas, M. Dot, Tim Nyan, Cody Pope, and Mancito. So it's going to be nuts. So I'm real excited to hear what people are doing. A lot of people said they're getting out of their comfort zone. 1 hour to record a song, so I guarantee these songs took you more than an hour.
I feel like that already is getting out of a comfort zone.
Yeah,
right.
One hour
to do a song,
right. So record and mix a song is probably out of everybody's comfort zone.
Well, I mean, I know that the bridge can handle it. I know
Lightfoot
and Alex have it under control.
We can do that.
Yeah, shout out to Alex.
And I think the artists are going to come through and definitely rip stuff. Yeah. I know some of them were like skeptical of their peers, but I'm confident that everyone is going to come
Lightfoot?
Through.
Alex and Lightfoot.
Shout out to Lightfoot. Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. And shout out to Booger Money, Table Manners, Mass Apparel, Stolen Spirits, Lord Hobo Brewing, Unreal Candy, and more sponsors on the way. So it's going to be dope. Very cool. We're going to get out of here with Wild Style, and then this will be online tomorrow. LFOD radio.com. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Thank you, guys.
Three-fifths of a human being. However, my melanated ectoderm makes me the epitome of a human. Sun gazing and sun salutation.
I've been at work with a bad attitude, watching time tick it slow. Been telling my boss, keep quiet and stick ish to be no. Take smoke breaks with a vape, eight with a pocket of blow. Picking up dirt, busting my back out though. Champion hard pop blow. The realest, the realest. If I stay, it might kill my soul. The things that I do for my kids to make.